You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the...
Yeah.
Never I'm down, down and out. inspired right here on your favorite gospel station.
Good morning. Welcome to the morning show. And we're thanking and praising God. It's now 15 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the morning show, heard every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with your host. That's me, the old Chatham County country boy. Love God and love each and every one of you. And once again, we thank you for locking us in here each and every morning. Listen to great and inspiring gospel music. That's what we are all about.
You're going there. Matter of fact, look down your road and say, we're already there. We're already there. Bible declares, deep calleth up to deep. Somebody open up your mouth and let out a shout if you know that we're diving in deep. We're diving in deep. We're diving in deep. Oh, tears. Somebody wave your hands and say, hallelujah. Jesus, I'm going in deeper. Hey, because where I am, I'm not satisfied. It's time to go higher. It's time to go further. Somebody reach your hands and say, higher, higher. That's where I'm going. We got to sing this song. But that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Higher. Somebody clap your hands. You want to make the devil mad? Clap your hands. Like the devil's in between them, clap your hands. Like victory's in them. Come on, open your mouth and shout. Like victory's in your mouth. Somebody shout if you got victory in here. Come on, shout if you got freedom in here. If you're at home, you ought to hit the share button, but open your mouth too and say, I'm going higher. Lift your hands. Lift your hands to the one that gives us the victory, causes us to triumph in him. Come on, I need every worshiper right now to lift up your voice loud in the room.
Thank you for it.
Song says, I shall rise and I shall bear. And I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. Can I sing it again? I shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. No weapon but against me will ever overtake me. And because God, come on, lift your hands, say,
it's the great power.
We shall never say,
we shall never
be defeated,
never be defeated.
And because God is the greatest power. Never be defeated.
Never
come on,
be
sing it again.
Defeated.
And because God, he is the greatest. We shall never be defeated. No matter what they tell you, you are to declare. He is the greatest. We shall never be defeated. Now I need you to take a moment right here, extend your hands and let it be known, I still win. In the last month of the year 2022, I still win. I'm still standing with my hands up and my mouth filled with worship. Come on, I need every worshiper to open up your mouth and let the devil know you tried it, but God won again. You tried it, but I'm still alive in the land of the living. Yes, Lord. Let's go back to the top and sing it together. That's right. Overtake me. Let's go. And because God is love, it's the greatest promise of the
great.
You want to tell the devil, man? Because
God
is the greatest power.
Hey,
I shall never
be defeated.
Let's make the declaration of faith. We say, hey, the devil is a liar. exalt. I'll never be defeated. I'll never be defeated. The devil is a liar. God is exalted. Yes, sir. I'll never be defeated. Hey, I'll never be defeated. Say the devil is a liar. God is exalted. Come on. I need you to get some strength tonight and sing it. I said never, 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 never. Hey, I said the devil is a liar. God is exalted. We shall never be defeated. Come on. We shall never be defeated. Come on. That's right. The devil is a liar. God is exalted. We shall never be defeated, never. I said the devil is a liar. God is a liar. We shall never be the, never be the. We shall never be defeated, come on. I said the devil is a liar, come on. Devil is a liar, come on. He keeps on lying. Everything is just a lie. We said I'm sick, hey, but I am healed. We said I'll die, but I shall live. Lily, 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 lily. The devil is a liar, come on. He said I'm a defeated one. God said I overcome tonight by the blood of the Lamb and the word. I will. I said the devil is a liar. God is exalted. I said God is exalted tonight. I said God is exalted tonight. Can you lift up your hands? And can you do your in 2022, I will. In 2023, I will. Every day of my life, I'll never be defeated. Never be defeated. Never be defeated. Now somebody give God praise like you will. Everybody praise you will. You better dance like it. You better. Everybody praise God you with. I need you to look at your neighbor. Come on. Everybody praise God you with. Hey. Lift it up and say the dance. Praise him you with.
Praise him you with.
Say praise him you with.
Praise him you with.
Tell somebody praise him you with.
Praise him you with.
Say dance cause you with. Hey. Who cuss you in? Come on.
Once again,
the story is, need you to go off in this room. Everybody lose your praise because you win. I already win. I already win. Five, three people, look them in the face and tell them.
Minutes past the hour. Text the
wave. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast and all new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooten. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Favorite gospel music plays here.
If you need it,
God got it.
God got it.
If you need it,
Maynard!
minutes until the hour. You're listening to great and inspiring gospel music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, I'm the old one, the old choo-choo, old Chatham County country boy, and we love each and every one of you, and we thank you for locking us here in at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're inviting you to catch the wave. Now, my friends, anytime you listen to the network and you want a request, you can give us a call to all the sick and the shut in, to all the bereaved families out there in radio. And once again, we do thank you for locking us in here at the wave. And keep on listening as you catch the wave. I'm the host, the old CCCB translator. That's the old Chatham County country boy. We do thank you for locking us in. We hope and pray that everything is going well with you and yours, and you're just enjoying this beautiful day that the Lord has let us live to see. Why? Because it's a day that we've never seen before, and it's truly, for sure, we shall never, never see it again.
Every time I turn around, you keep pressing me. faith in God.
Come on.
And the sun will shine.
And the sun will shine.
Behind clouds.
Y'all clap your hands. Come on.
I saw the
help me, help me, help me,
what you can do, but for who you are. You're everything to me. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. When my brother left me here, I felt just like I was gonna lose my mind. But oh, when I gave him up to you, Jesus, you came in and you took control. When I was using drugs, doing cocaine, when I gave it up, Jesus, you came.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets away.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
For the best in spiritual and gospel music you hear anywhere around the world, you're connected to the right station. We are the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Nothing but inspirational music coming your way from sign on to sign off each and every day. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy. The morning show is on the air.
We want to tell you, you're only going through to get to where God wants you to be. Somebody say, go on through. Tell somebody, go on through. Cause on the other side of through, you'll be where God wants you to be. Anybody believe God's voice? Anybody believe God's voice?
Oh, Jesus. Some of my best friends done walked away. They said I wouldn't make it, I wouldn't be here today. But Jesus welcomed me back every time I've gone astray. Right now I'm running on, yes sir.
Running on.
I'm running on, yeah.
Running on.
Want you to know I'm going
all the way.
Here I am still running on, yeah, yeah.
Running on.
Oh, I'm running on. There were many starting out with me, now they're gone. Regardless to the reason, it hurts to be walked out on. They said I wouldn't amount to anything, I wouldn't be here today. But oh, when you're serious, the Lord hear you when you pray. I'm running on, yes I am.
Running on.
I'm not gonna turn around, I'm gonna keep on running.
Running on.
I'm going
all,
the way. Right now I'm running on, yeah.
Running on.
I got a made up mind to run on, yeah.
Running on.
Oh, I'm going
all the way.
And if I do, I want you to know that
Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders. Now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah. So many things in life I had to give up on, but my God didn't give up on me. No, he didn't. Me another chance. Hey, I was blind, but now I see. Oh yeah, I finally gave my life to Christ, and now I'm finally free. Anything I need, my God provides for me. I just want to thank you, God, for loving me, taking care of me, me and my family.
I had to clean up.
I met you, starting my life over again. Nobody to free. I'm feeling good. I got a monkey on my back, and now I'm finally free. I gave my life over to Christ. He changed my life, and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders. Now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah. People talk that what they do and what they say can't stop my moves. Let me say a thing or two about what God can do for you. I know he did it for me. I know that he'll do it for you. Because I am living proof of what my God can do for you. People change, but my God won't change. I wonder the storm with a smile on my face. Think of hallelujah, it's the highest praise. Lord, I want to thank you for another day. Now I'm finally free. Anything I need, my God provides for me. I just want to thank you, God, for loving me, taking care of me, me and my family. He took the shackles off my feet. Now I can dance, and now I'm finally free. Finally free. This was for the people in the world who believe in Jesus.
Believe in Jesus.
He took the shackles off my feet, now I can dance, and now I'm finally free,
now I'm finally free.
This was for the people in the world who believe in Jesus.
I'm feeling good, I got a monkey on my back, and now I'm finally free.
I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life, and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders. Now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah.
Together with me.
Bishop.
Come and go with me to my Father's house. That ain't all it's gonna be, but happiness, happiness, happiness over there in my Father's house. No more dying over there.
I wish I had a witness that I knew what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
What about this here?
No more sickness over there, no.
Somebody here know what I'm talking about.
Over in my Father's house.
But this is what we need you to do.
What do we need you to do, sir?
I need you to. Yes, sir. Anybody want to go?
Once again, I'm the old one, the old choo-choo, old Chatham County country boy, and we love each and every one of you, and we thank you for locking us here in at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're inviting you to catch the wave. Now, my friends, anytime you listen to the network and you want a request, you can give us a call to all the sick and the shut in, to all the bereaved families out there in radio. And once again, we do thank you for locking us in here at the wave, and keep on listening as you catch the wave.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome back, welcome back. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it is 9:30 a.m. on this wonderful Monday morning. Standing by that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, and you all are ready to receive him on this Monday. I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Ellis out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. And now, let's join him right here, live from the NFI studios.
And good morning once again, coming to you live in 5x5 from Fort Washington, Maryland. My name is Robert Ellison. Thank you for joining me once again, for allowing me to be a part of your week, to begin your week. It's a beautiful day here in Fort Washington, and I just want to give thanks to God for this day that he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope that you will too, my friends. If you want to contact me, you can always reach me at approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. That's approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. As I always say, there is so much to talk about, so little time, so I'll get right to it. In the news today, coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, it seems that the employees there at the airport, Douglas International Airport, are on strike. That's right. They're on strike this morning, because they have a disparity in wages. A lot of the people are complaining that it's hard for them to make a living. I think some of the employees are making anywhere from $12 to $19 an hour. And so this has made it difficult in this horrible economy that we find ourselves in. So many people are suffering out there, but I want you to know that God is still on the throne. And he sees and he knows all things. And if he was to, if he takes care of the sparrow that falls from the sky, how much more will he do for man that is created in his own image? On the Middle Eastern front concerning Israel, that's right. Of course, we all focus on Israel because they are at the very center of the nations, this according to the word of God. So what's happening in Israel right now is that there is talk of a potential ceasefire with Lebanon. That's right, a potential ceasefire. It hasn't been solidified yet, but they say that they are very close to a ceasefire agreement. This is important, my friends, because in these last days, the focus, of course, is on Israel and God's intention for them eventually to bring them to their salvation. And we've been talking, of course, on this broadcast about all things eternal. And if you want to talk about all things eternal, then you must talk about Israel. And so we have some things to talk about this morning, of course. I want to say to you today that, again, thank you for those of you who have been listening, those of you who have kept up with this broadcast. It means the world to me, because we are living in the last days, and Jesus has promised that he would return. And as we see the convergence of things coming together, we know that we are in the season of his eventual return. Of course, no man knows the day nor the hour, but we can certainly know of the season. How do I know that it's the season? Well, because Israel became a nation in 1948, May 14, 1948, a nation came into existence literally in one day as prophesied in the Bible. And that, my friends, set off a chain reaction of events, prophetic events. None of the prophecies of the last days could be fulfilled until Israel became that nation. We have been currently in our studies of the book of Revelation over the last several weeks. And last week, I continued with a review of the book of Revelation. Now, there are two chapters that we have yet to complete. But this week, God has directed my attention to a subject that is of great importance. And I'm going to talk to you about that today. And I have not forgotten. We still have two chapters of the book of Revelation to review. Now, what happens with the review? Well, you get a final exam. The final exam will be for those of you who have been listening throughout the broadcast. When you are asked questions, when you are challenged in public about the book of Revelation, hopefully you will have gained a certain degree of knowledge to where you can speak confidently in knowing that God has given us the future through this book of Revelation. And so we need not worry nor fear. We need not be anxious. But indeed, it settles us in our spirit, in our hearts and minds, knowing that God is in control at all times. So this morning, my friends, so much to talk about, so little time. And I wonder if you would join me with a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you in thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Lord God, for this day that you have made. Father, we ask in Jesus' name today that you would comfort those who are hurting, those who are distressed, those who are in despair. We continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem as we are directed to in your word, O God, understanding that this is the city, this is the place that at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, from which he will rule this earth with an iron rod, according to the scriptures. And so, Lord, we look forward to that time. But until then, we occupy, and we are the salt and light of this earth until that time, until he comes. Now, Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This week's commentary I've entitled Giving Thanks. This is the Thanksgiving season, this coming Thursday being Thanksgiving Day that we celebrate. And so it is only fitting that commentary this week be based on Thanksgiving. So with that being said, my friends, I give you this morning. The Thanksgiving season is once again upon us. As a result of this season, the focus of many will be on family gatherings, home-cooked meals, and festivities, and rightfully so, as this is a season to give thanks for the abundance of God's grace. However, the question remains of just how many take the time to recognize this abundance. Granted, it can be difficult to see at first glance due to the brokenness of this present life. During this season of Thanksgiving, many find themselves afflicted with life's uncertainties, such as physical and financial challenges, broken relationships, or loss of loved ones. Many have experienced shattered dreams, diminished expectations, and even disparity of life. These are the forgotten, the many who suffer from within while painfully concealing their despair amid this otherwise festive season. As it may appear that some are forgotten, this is not the case. God is aware of everyone who suffers, particularly during this season. While this life can be challenging, it's not sometimes brutal. It's only a reminder that we live in a fallen world, and as a result, there will be trials. Despite these trials, we're reminded to give thanks in all things. This we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, as it states, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If we know that our present circumstances are temporal, and they are, and that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory, according to 2 Corinthians 4:17, then this is all the more reason we should give thanks to God. Furthermore, the fact that God is sovereign over our circumstances should be a reason to give thanks. God has the power and authority to change the course of our circumstances at any time. As we endure trials, the ultimate intention is to conform us into the image of Christ. Our circumstances do not determine our destiny. We have an eternal positioning in Christ as we were created eternal in the heavens. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This according to 2 Corinthians 5:1. We give thanks to Jesus, our Savior, for making this possible through the blood atonement for sins. By this, we have obtained eternal life and forgiveness of sins for all who repent and believe upon him. We should also be thankful that even in our afflictions, he's promised never to leave nor forsake us. Hebrews 13:5. In his goodness and mercy, God has given us the Holy Spirit, who's our comforter, advocate, and guide, to help us navigate life's uncertainties. John 14:26. Additionally, we can know through the immutability of God's word that he works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Finally, whatever your circumstances this Thanksgiving, consider the previous passages outlined as to why we should be in a continuous mode of giving thanks daily. Each day is another day to glorify God, for this is our purpose. It's the very reason we were created eternally in the heavens. Now let us give thanks for these things as we set our sights on the finish line. And that's my commentary for the week, my friends. I hope you gleaned something from it. Today's discussion is directed toward a place that's in the news quite frequently over the last several months, and that region is Gaza. I want you to know the history behind that area that is there in Israel. Gaza has a history that dates back in the Old Testament. We're going to focus on the book of Joshua this morning, Joshua chapter 11, to be precise. I want to read to you some passages, and then I want to comment afterwards. Joshua chapter 11, beginning at verse 19. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon, and other they took in battle. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord commanded Moses. And at the time came Joshua and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir and Anab, and from all the mountains of Judea, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. Verse 22. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod there remained. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it to an inheritance unto Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Now you may ask, what is all of this about? Well, simply this, my friends. God commanded Moses to the land, this land that at one time was referred to as the land of the Philistines. Sometimes, going back to Abraham, the land was once called Canaan. You remember the story where Moses sent in the spies to survey the land that God said that they would one day inherit this land of Canaan. And it was Joshua and Caleb who came back with a positive report, but there were giants in that land. The giants were those of the Anakim. This is what we read about in Joshua chapter 11. We had the Anakim and the Raphaim that were in that land. These were giants, and they were in that land of Canaan. Now, since then, that land went from the name Canaan to, under Roman rule, it was referred to as Judea. It was the Roman province of Judea. But then there was a rebellion that took place around 139 AD. It was early in the second century. And under the Roman Emperor Hadrian, the land was renamed from Judea. It went to a name called Syria Palestina. And the name came from the ancient enemy of the Jews, which was the Philistines. During this rebellion, over 500,000 Jews lost their lives. You see, they tried to overthrow the Roman government at that time. They thought when Jesus came back, when he came the first time in the first advent, that he himself was going to overthrow the Roman government and he would rule as a righteous king of the Jews. But Jesus didn't come for that purpose the first time. He came to be a sacrifice for our sins, a lamb that was led to the slaughter on the cross, in fact. And so it was not yet his time to rule as an earthly king. But my friends, that time is coming. So we go from Hadrian, and out of his disdain and disgust for the Jews, he renamed that land Syria Palestina. So this became the land, this was once the land of the Philistines. Now remember that the Philistines, when we think of Philistines, we think of Goliath. Well, here in Joshua chapter 11, we read about Gath. This is where Goliath came from. This is where he was from. He was from Gath. And there were other giants in that land. There were what were known as the sons of Anak, we read about in Joshua. I believe it's chapter 12, or chapter 13. But there's also that land of Lebanon that we hear about in the news, even today, even right now. Did you know, my friends, that this part of this land was also given to the Israelites as an inheritance? You probably didn't know that. But it is mentioned in Joshua chapter 13. And the land of the Giblites and all Lebanon, according to chapter 13, verse 5, toward the sun rising from Baal-Gad under Mount Hermon, unto the entering into Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Misrepothamim, and all the Sidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now, therefore, divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. This is the word of God, my friends. Despite of what you hear in the news today, coming from the media, coming from all around the world, you hear of Israel's attacks and invasions on Lebanon or in Gaza, you hear of massive death tolls and so forth and so on. Well, my friends, I bring to you this word from the Lord this morning, and I personally, purposely, intentionally have read these verses to you to bring understanding in order that we would not be made ignorant despite the attempts of the enemy to confuse, to disorient, to somehow try to wipe out the history of the Jews of Israel. And so I bring to you this morning this chapter in Joshua, chapter 11, concerning the Anakim, the giants. So what does that have to do with today, with the here and now, you may ask? Well, my friends, according to some, and one rabbi in particular, has made the comment that in this land of Gaza, there is a particular territorial spirit. In other words, Satan has set up a stronghold in this area, having once belonged to the Philistines. There is still a territorial spirit that exists. The evidence is you have to look no further than last year, October 7th of 2023, the vicious attack, the invasion into Israel, and the absolute demonic attack that was made upon the Jews. This is a result of such a spirit at work. In Daniel chapter 9, we read about a particular spirit at that time that was over the region of Persia. As a matter of fact, this spirit was called the Prince of Persia. And so we live in a world that's full of spirits. As I said in a previous broadcast, our Lord himself is a spirit. God is a spirit. We possess a spirit. That's why we're made in the image of God. We have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. We're the only creation on the face of the earth made in the image of God. No angels can testify to it. They watch us even as we pray. And they wonder, who is man that God would give so much attention to? Who is man that is made lower than the angels? God has made us in his image, my friends. We are image bearers of the Most High God. Remember that. No matter what you're going through in life, no matter what the disparities of this present life may bring, we're made in the image of God. And at the second advent, at the return of Jesus Christ, all of these things will come to fruition. The realization as to who we really are will be revealed at his appearing. That's the truth from the Word of God. Yes, we do live in a fallen world, and there is much to contemplate. There are many trials. There are many difficulties, much sorrow, much pain, much conflict. But all that you see going on around you is the culmination of things, the way that they were described by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that were going to take place before his return. So we're watching. We're waiting. We are anticipating. God has given us a preview of things to come through the book of Revelation. And so this broadcast is based and focused on all things eternal, because that needs to be the focus of these last days. Not the things that are temporal, not earthly things, because all of these things are going to burn up. They're going to be done away with. And so I would encourage you, not only this morning, in this Thanksgiving season, to focus on the things that are above as opposed to the things that are beneath. This is what the Apostle Paul encourages us to do. For our citizenship is in heaven. We are but sojourners here in this earth, in this present earth, travelers. Though weary we may be, God has given us the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to guide us, to strengthen us, to give us counsel in times of difficulty, as I have mentioned in my commentary. Not only that, my friends, he gives us grace. His grace is sufficient for whatever the need is. So no matter how much you are hurting, no matter how distressed you may be, perplexed from all sides, but you are not destroyed, for you are made eternal in the heavens. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit as I speak to you this morning. This is unscripted. I speak only by the direction of God. It is not of my own doing, as I feel his presence working in this place even now. And so I get back to Joshua chapter 11, the Anakim, the place that is called Gaza, Israel, and that land. Ariel Sharon, the former prime minister of Israel, back in 2005, gave up that patch of land for what he thought would be for the security of Israel, as an appeasement to the world, because Israel has always desired the world's acceptance. And so, out of compromise, this land that was given to them by God as an inheritance. I read it to you in the book of, in this chapter of Joshua chapter 11. It was given as an inheritance to the Jews. But the news, the current news media would have us to believe that somehow it's under Israeli occupation. Yes, the Jews occupy it because God gave it to them. But what did the Jews do? The Jews gave it back. And because they gave it back, trouble that it has brought to them. They have near them, in their midst, an enemy who wants to utterly destroy them. My friends, once again, the time has run down. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Just as my time is over for this particular broadcast, the time is running short, and be saved. For today is the day of salvation. If you haven't come to Jesus Christ yet, I would ask you the question, why do you procrastinate? Because time is short, my friends. And this chapter, this age of grace, is just about at an end. And so until next week, my friends, hang on to that thought. And next week, I will continue, and we will complete our review on the book of Revelation with the final two chapters. Until then, go tell a neighbor, go tell a friend, tell somebody that Jesus is coming soon. And he's coming sooner than you think. Be blessed, my friends. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Reverend Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Be sure to join him every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith to the finish line where I see God's face.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
country church. And when they got there, something would happen. The Holy Ghost would get them in the bottom of their seat. Yes, it would. Somebody begin to run to Jesus. You've been good to me. You've been good, you've been good, you've been good, you've been good to me. Yeah.
Network. We're coming to you live from the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you for locking us in this morning, and we're sending the program out, as always, to all the sick and the shut-in, to all the bereaved families out there in radio land. Time right now is 14 minutes past the hour. I'm the old Chatham County country boy, and the program is The Morning Show. Thank you, God, for this another day's journey, a day that we've never seen before, and it's for sure we shall never, never see it again.
Life, 'cause you never know when the life will ever end.
Not today.
Not today. sadly. Been hurt time and time again by your friends and your family. Hurt so bad sometimes till you can't sleep that night. But a small voice in your ear and say everything'll be alright.
I'm tired of people close to me.
Don't cry.
I'm a friend, let it be.
I've got to let it be.
I'm tired of people close to me.
Wife and death, and even in the music industry. But I never forgot what an old man simply said to me. Damon Little, if you stop to think, you'll think to stop. Now I'm back up on my feet. Oh yeah.
I'm tired of people close to me.
I'm so tired.
I'm a praying, let it be.
I think I better let.
I'm tired of people close to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a praying, let it be.
Listen, I learned how to dress up and look good and walk around with a smile. I hold back the tears from coming out of my weeping eyes. You loan folks your money, pay their bills, invite them to your house. But as soon as you don't do what they want you to do, they start running their mouth. Just
let it be. I'm tired of people close to me.
I'm so tired.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast and all new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooden. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Favorite gospel plays here. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime, that 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 1230. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Now 29 minutes until the hour. We're moving right along on this first hour, and you're listening to the morning show. I'm the host, the old Chatham County country boy, straight out of Chatham County, here in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the NFI Radio Gospel Network, enjoying the Lord with you, 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 and you. Just heard some great inspiring gospel from you. Once again, we do thank you for locking us in, and if you would like to give us a call here at the station, and that's for the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and tell them you're listening to the morning show, and we'll be followed immediately when we leave this morning at 11 o'clock by the Anointed One. He'll be on from 11 to 2, and then from 2 o'clock on this afternoon, there will be various artists. You'll be listening to great and inspiring gospel music. So for the best in spiritual and gospel music all day long from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. every day, keep us locked in here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Been working for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired. Been working for Jesus. Jesus. It's hard sometimes working for my Jesus. It's hard sometimes.
Say it again.
Working for my Jesus. It's hard sometimes working for my Jesus. Sure, it's hard sometimes
working for Jesus.
Jesus, get hard sometimes.
God spoke with Moses.
Yes, he did.
On the mountaintop, placed love down in Moses' heart. He spoke with Daniel, the wisest of them all. Said, read the handwriting
on the wall. Well, Lord, working for my Jesus.
Power.
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 washed in the blood. My soul is clean. Thank God I've been redeemed. The blood that Jesus shed from the cross at Calvary. There's power in the blood for you and me.
Precious blood that made the difference at Calvary. That precious blood that my Savior it shed for me. I thank God for the blood that came streaming down for me. And made the difference at Calvary. Since I've been washed in Jesus' blood, all of my sins are gone away. No more shame. I'm not the same. My awful death with this blood he did pay. Calvary.
Tell you what, my friend, time flies when you're having yourselves a good time. It don't seem like an hour has gone already. Once again, I'm the old Chatham County country boy, and I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be a part of this radio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. And coming up at 11 o'clock a.m. when we leave this morning, you can catch the Anointed One. He will be on from 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. We're moving right along. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and we're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Nobody could have been.